Hello, this is Cole from Kodiak Property Management.
Hi, Cole. Cole, this is Paul from Local Splash. How's your day going?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we've been trying to reach you for your client interview. We did still want to get a little bit more information from you so we can get everything started. Would we be able to get you back on our calendar, maybe even today?
Yeah, I can do it at like 6:30.
Okay, so we scheduled by the hour. Let me see what's available, but we can push it closer to 6:30.
Yes, I'd like to talk to you, though.
That's fine. We can talk now.
Yes, because you gave me a password and a question that these guys are supposed to ask me. And they've been calling me, and they sound like they're scammers, so I'm not giving them any information. But I've talked to you before, so I'll talk to you.
Yeah, yeah, it's your first pet name.
I ask them what it is, they can't tell me nothing. And you told me that if they don't know the question or the answer, then don't talk to them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They should be able to know your security question is your first pet's name, and Jax is the answer.
And like you said, hey, this is so-and-so from Splash.com. They won't even know the company that this is.
Right, yeah, that's good that you haven't talked to them at all.
No, but, yeah.
That's probably not even us calling you, to be honest with you. That wouldn't be us. If our client interview technician is calling you, first of all, they message me before they try to call you, and I'm usually on that call as well to try to reach you, but it's been going to voicemail.
I've been honestly getting pissed off because every time I'd answer, if they wouldn't answer the question, they wouldn't know the answer, so I'm like, whatever, dude. And then I just keep getting spam calls, so I just keep sending them to whatever it is.
Yeah, that's not us trying to call you. But we can schedule it today. It'll be scheduled from, you said 3:30 or 6:30? What time did you want that scheduled?
6:30.
You did say 6:30. So it'll be scheduled from 6 until 7, but I'll put in the note too that you want it closer to 6:30. And then I'll just make sure that I'm on that call as well. And if I'm not, that they should really already know, first of all, that you want to ensure that you're speaking with the right people. Because we are going to ask you for information about your company. You know, how long you've been in business, how many employees you have, things like that. So you do want to make sure that you're speaking with Local Splash. The other thing, and I wonder if I can send it out to you now, if you can access it. We've sent you a couple of reminders. The terms and conditions. We weren't able to do this on the phone because I think yours was actually a post-dated transaction that was not processed while we were speaking. But I'm gonna send you right now, and I know you've gotten this before, but I don't want to inundate you with stuff. I just want to make it easy for you to find. It's just going to be a reminder that you can pull up right now while we're speaking. Your electronic signature is required. So I just sent that email out to you. It says, thank you for being a valuable client. Our records indicate your signature is needed. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on that click here, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. And this way, if necessary, we can even get everything started without doing that client interview. It's not ideal. I mean, obviously, we want to hear from you exactly like mission statement and motto and slogan. We want to accurately and really specifically promote your business the way you want it to be promoted. But if you open up that link, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience and talks about the services that we'll be providing for you, Google Business Profile Optimization being the first one listed. Are you able to see that?
Yep, I'm on it right now. I'm just typing my name into the little bar.
When you type it in, the C, A, and P are capitalized, but there's not a period after that middle initial. And then, of course, you have to click the two boxes above it.
Yep, just let me read them real quick.
If you get the Cole A. Pendock in there, click the confirm signature to the right of it. And that actually does a couple of things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month.
The username and password for the
You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you're going to be using to access your tracking system. And the automated system
thinks both that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it. Neither of which is really true at this point. So you can disregard that.
Yeah, I can give you the username, but your password has not been assigned yet. You can hear me better now, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Your password is going to be assigned after the client interview and actually sent out to you after your tracking system is active. But for now, I can give you the username. Easy to remember. It cannot be changed. But fortunately, it's just your phone number with the area code included. But no dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. So it's 315-935-1971. That's going to be your username. And I think you do have the local Splash customer service email, which is just support@localsplash.com. If you're corresponding by email, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. I'm going to send you a new calendar invite for that. It's going to be listed from 6 to 6:30, but it's going to be in the notes that you want it close. Not 6 to 6:30, 6:30, 6 to 7, but it's going to be in the notes that you want it closer to 6:30. I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and that calendar invite is really just for your record. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do. And it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. It does have your username, again, which is your phone number. Then it's got your name and then your actual phone number listed with the parentheses and the dashes and things like that. But other than that, you're all set and squared away for that return phone call at 6:30, around there. I hope that I am available for that call. And if I am, I'll speak with you again before the end of the day. If not, our technician will be ready to take that call and take care of you, get all the stuff that we need to get things going.
All righty.
All righty, cool. Pleasure speaking with you. You take care, Mr. Pendoff. Go. And again, we'll be talking to you around 6:30 today.
All righty. Sounds good, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye now.